Angela was a stepdaughter. I didn't have the birth. She came into my life when she was 8 years of age. You know, the little madam she was at times. It had its hurdles to get over because she has and had a mum. You know, so I could never be a mum to her, but I could be a best friend. She died when she was 47, so I'd known her for 39 years. And then you're left with these grandchildren that are there, no mum, and you become a second mum. And the love that you have for them, it just bursts out of your body. You know, you're so proud of them, whatever they do, going to universities, going to the dancing schools. And then to lose her, you know, it totally devastates you. It's, anybody who loses children knows, it's just awful. Awful, absolutely awful. But you watch your children, and they don't see their illnesses or problems. They just get on with life, and that just fills you with everything. What more can you want? I'm forever telling my kids, as well as the grandkids, I love you. That is the most important thing. And that's the love. It becomes so profoundly strong within your family. You don't know, with what happened to Angela, you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring in your life. To be fair, I think up to Angela dying, I don't think I said I love you to my kids and family as much as I do now. She couldn't have children, so she had IVF twice. Got two gorgeous girls. And the diagnosis of her cancer, she had breast cancer, but the diagnosis was caused through having IVF. A week before she died, I sat with her, held her hand, and I said, if you could turn the clock back, Ange, what would you do? And she said, I'd do exactly the same all over again.